part-time. Oh. Its faithfulness endures?
Forever.
Its faithfulness endures?
Forever.
Even when I don't feel it. Even when I don't have any awareness of His faithfulness. He's still on the job. This morning the Lord allowed an awareness of how angry that we have made the enemy by our obedience. How many know you can stir up a bunch of devils by obeying the Lord? Okay. Should you be focused on what they're doing? Can we focus on what they've done? When we focus on what they've done, our vision is blurred. Because we're focused on the pain of the circumstance rather than on the victory that He will bring about. I remember several years back, the Holy Spirit allowed a test in my life, and I was devastated by the test. I absolutely was convinced that I was going to get a minus zero. It was way below the, you know, the possibilities of ever reaching even a even little 70. So I said, Lord, something is wrong with me. And the Holy Spirit allowed a CD to come into my presence. Somebody was anointed of God and dropped this CD in my hand and said, I think you're supposed to listen to this. Otherwise, I might have made a mistake. So I'm listening to the CD, and it was about a man who was being tested and couldn't understand. I had not told anybody about the test. How many know the test that you're in is nobody else's business between you and God? Okay? Too much advertising gives the enemy a lot of credit. So here's where I started to understand, because the teacher on the CD was speaking about the test that you're in right now is of the caliber of your future anointing. He is aware by the walk that you're in and by the talk that God has done about you, because God advertises about His kids, doesn't He? Did you see my servant Joe? Did you get a good look at him? And so the enemy says, ha ha ha, but what if I shut off the flow of goodies? So, is the test that Job is in about the past? No. The test that Job is in is about his future. If you're in a test, I want you to stand right now. Lift your hands to heaven. Say,
Lord Jesus.
The test I'm in right now
is according to my future,
not according to my past.
And the enemy is angry
because he knows what's coming,
but he will not win.
My Father's in charge of me,
and He will bless me
double
for every pain.
Hallelujah.
When Thomas couldn't believe in the resurrection,
Jesus showed up.
And He said, look,
the scars,
the hole on my side,
did Jesus reject Thomas? Was Thomas full of unbelief?
Yes.
Is it a problem for God to heal unbelief?
No.
Then rejoice.
No.
Say, thank you, Lord, for my test.
Thank you, Lord, for my test.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you for anointing me.
Thank you for anointing me.
to pass this awesome test. And then I will understand. Even if I can't understand right now, later on, I will understand. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Father, again, if you'll bow your heads, we'll run to Him, because without Him, we can do nothing. So, Father, this morning I ask that you would release the grace that's needed, not only for the words that need to come out of me, so that these that would come to life because of your great priesthood before God and before man. I give you praise that you're ever interceding for each of us until we reach the fullness of salvation, which is in Christ Jesus Himself. And all of God's people said, amen. I had a very strange beginning this morning as I was searching the heart of the Lord. And this is what came to my heart, and I heard, write it down. How many sometimes don't want to write down what God is showing you? Good. There was a negative force bringing mighty thoughts into my mind. And they were for an old pattern that I lived with for years. How many have ever had a problem trying to perform just not to be rejected? Put your hand way, way up so you'll know you're not alone. Oh, I guess I'm talking to real life people. Thank you. So when I operate with a fear-based mentality, I will do almost anything just not to be rejected. Did you hear me? When I operate with a fear-based mentality, I will do almost anything just not to be rejected. So I have a mindset in my mind that these are why I act and react as I do and have to work real hard to please everyone, so I will be a servant. Yes, I will serve everyone and give them all they need. Then I'll be happy. Yes, I'll be happy. So now I am performance oriented. Yes, I will be loved because these will have no foundation to reject me. I will be perfect. I will be perfect. And the scripture, Matthew 5:48, says, be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So therefore it's right because God said it. But is it God driving it?
No.
It's the spirit of fear, hidden behind the scenes, that pushes your buttons so that you can become all things to all people under the wrong anointing. Yuck. Yeah. Now, look at this. The word confirms it. It will be happy from now on. I will be happy from now on. I will never let anyone hurt as I was hurt. I'll just be perfect. See? And now, I will feel good. Wow! And then crash. Why did I write it as it came? Because I felt that many of us don't understand why we act and react the way we do. And when we're in this type of a pattern, we get hurt. And we wound ourselves. We don't need the enemy. We don't need his help. All we've got is some old mindsets that have been so ingrained in us that we live according to those mindsets. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, bind up every thought and make it obedient to Christ. Make it obedient to the anointing. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Now, You can start a new works program and begin to work that word until you force yourself to act and react in a godly manner, but you're still under the anointing of fear. So you go around and around and around and around, and you go around the next mountain doing the same fear tactics and never having freedom from the opinions of people and your own opinion of yourself. Deadly. It brings death to the believer because the forces of fear have literally obliterated the truth or clouded the truth. Now, how do we overcome? We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. How many of you have ever heard these words? Well, there's no way pleasing that person, so I'm not going to perform for them, but I'll perform for these because they love me. Come on, put your hand way up because I'm not alone here. Thank you. See, what I'm trying to make you see is if we can expose the enemy, because that's what he told me afterwards. Well, you wrote all that down, but you don't think you're going to say it. I said, watch me. He says, and where are you basing your thoughts? I said, from our Savior Jesus Christ, who made a public spectacle of every demon in town. A public spectacle of every demon in Jerusalem. Yes? He displayed their deception and their war games against humanity. And he stood there and he said, okay, my Father said to go ahead and die, and I'll hug this cross and get it over with the vision on my future. What I will be restored to. Close your eyes. What I will be restored to is where I was with him from the beginning. Jeremiah chapter 1. Before I knew you, I ordained you to be. I want you to declare that with me. Lord Jesus, what I was in my original creation, when my spirit man was created by my Father, the Father of all spirits, before I even entered my mother's womb, I was in a glorious place with my Heavenly Father. And I will be restored to that place. Because I'm going to stay on course. And I will display the enemies and all their lies and confront them with the truth. What I was, I will be again. Because of God's grace and God's mercy. Amen? Now, how do we know this? Because Jesus Christ was the firstborn of many brothers. Romans 8. Yes? And he was restored to sonship of the first house. The first beginnings of creation. Because he was there when even the earth was created. And you and I were there as well. You say, it doesn't fit my theology. Check out your word. Check out the word. The word says you had a reality, a real beginning with God. And you will be restored with God. Because many are called, few are
chosen.
Yeah. So let's go to 1 Peter. Go for a little ride. Short ride. Good ride. Holy Ghost ride. Amen? Chapter 2. Verse 1 talks about deceit. It also talks about envy. Trying to impress people, just not to hurt again. First Peter 2, verse 1. Therefore, rid yourself of all malice, because you're angry, even at yourself, for not performing correctly. And all deceit and hypocrisy and envy, trying to fit in at any cost. And slander of every kind. Rid yourself of slander of every kind. How many see themselves sometimes advertising something about someone else because they're not perfected yet? Well, it's our job to intercede for them, isn't it? Okay. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up. Grow up in. And if you don't have a circle around in, you should have. Grow up in your salvation, meaning a growing process. Now that you have tested that the Lord is good. Verse 4. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God. So if you've been rejected by men, that should give you a clue of what's next. You're chosen by God. So the very rejection that you fear is the confirmation of your position. Ha ha ha. Yeah. Look at your neighbor. Say you got rejected too, right? Guess what? You're chosen. Hallelujah. One of the qualifications for chosen sonship is rejection. So the very thing you're afraid of confirms your new position. Isn't that sweet? And precious to him. Chosen by God and precious to him. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house. That's the body of Christ. To be a holy priesthood, ready to give out the sacrificial offerings that are needed for the neighbor to make it to heaven. Offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. Spiritual sacrifices. You don't need goats and lambs or bulls or any of those things anymore. Spiritual offerings. Acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. So that'll take care of the fear tactics. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become capstone, the very top of the mountain. And a stone that causes men to stumble, a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they are destined for. But you, say me. I am a chosen people. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. A people belonging to God. That I may declare the praises of him who called me out of darkness and into his wonderful light. Yeah, that's who we are. Wow. Verse 10 says, once you were not a people, and now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. How did you receive it? You received it by faith. Dear friends, I urge you as aliens, strangers in the world, to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. So abstain from sinful desires that war against your mind, will, and emotions. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, did you hear that? Though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits with us. What am I saying? I'm saying to you this morning that you can read the rest of the chapter. But I'm giving you an option to be who you are. To not have to perform anymore. Not to have to bow to all this thought pattern that has been ingrained in us. Now, how did it get there? Anybody got a clue as to how you started to reject your own reality? How many have ever heard a teacher or a parent or someone in authority yelling, "Can't you do anything right?" How many have ever heard those words? Oh, look at the hands. Look at the hands. Keep the hands up because you got to see. Look around. Familiar territory, right? Is it the truth from God?
No.
Close your eyes. Put your hand over your heart. I'm going to give you a lesson. Say,
Lord Jesus.
Critical words, that went into my heart, that I bought as truth, because someone in authority was creating something in me, and I would perform accordingly. Those words today, I ask that you would erase them from my heart. With the blood of Jesus Christ, I forgive those who condemned me, rejected me, consistently corrected me, until I had no confidence left, no ability to believe that I had any value. And so fear of rejection and fear of correction, I stand against you today. And I apply the blood of Jesus Christ on those destructive words that try to destroy me. Today I come back to life with my Savior out of the grave. Yes, I was crucified. Yes, I was persecuted. But today I live in freedom. From judgments, critical words, and destructive correction. In Jesus' name, I will be a servant of the Most High, a priest unto my Father God. I will carry their sin for them until they come to salvation for God. Hallelujah. They were my enemies. Today, they are my children in the presence of the Most High. I will carry them for the time that you want me to carry them. In Jesus' name. And intercede accordingly. Amen. Because somebody interceded for me. Somebody interceded for me. One more time. Somebody interceded for me. Somebody prayed for me. Somebody laid down some quality time for me. Elaine, how many hours in the past 20 years did you lay down for someone else that doesn't know you? Don't count, do you? Rita? Why am I asking you those two? Because they're a little older than us. They got a little more under their belt. Sometimes the Lord showed me that it was some of the elderly folks that were interceding for me, and I had no clue. They were busy on their knees. Your ancestors that interceded for you. They might be on the other side today, but their prayer come before the heavens. and they have not been rejected. So, Father, today, I'm asking you now for the healing of those that are in the heavens, for the communion of saints to continue to go forward, so that those angels that are needed for each family will be released even this day for the fullness of salvation to come in every home and every family. In Jesus' name.